Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. We now return to Cordishi and Coit.
Welcome back to Cordishi and Coit on Sports Radio 103.7 FM WEEI. The NFL draft coming up this week. As Nick Coit mentioned, you can see round one Thursday night on ABC6.
Prime time, baby. It's going to be fun. We get the College Game Day crew doing it, too. They really have a great knowledge of these players, so I'm looking forward to seeing it in our station.
And joining us on the line right now to talk about the upcoming NFL draft from a Patriots perspective, we called him maybe the Jon Snow of Patriots Football Weekly, but I'm starting to reevaluate that decision. And, you know, looking at Eric Scalavino and his bald chrome dome, I don't know, is he more like Varys from Game of Thrones?
I think Eric's got a little more chutzpah to him, if you will.
Hey Scott,
yes.
You better just hope I'm not Arya Stark.
he's gonna cut your face off, and he's going to do the show next week. They're going to think it's you, and then it's going to be, yeah, there
Eric,
he is.
How are you?
Yeah.
I'm good, guys. Did you happen to catch the first episode
of
last week?
Of course.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a typical first episode of the season. A lot of setup, a lot of looking back at what happened,
getting
people caught up.
Absolutely.
You know, not that many people were off. So, you know, it's kind of what I expected, but I think these next five episodes are going to be packed.
The table is set, and then the end to the first episode was just a great scene setter for the next one.
Oh, yeah.
From what I understand, episode three is going to be the epic battle. They're saying it's going to be the longest, I think, battle, I think, in cinematic history.
Something like that.
Yeah, I think it's all like one sequence, too.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, how like some battles, you go to other things. Like it's one battle scene from what I hear, and they take it from the various perspectives of different main characters who are in the battle.
Awesome.
So it's being billed as something we've never seen before. So that in itself is exciting.
I said to Scott, do yourself a favor and go on Twitter and just search Jamie and Bran and see what people did with that scene. I mean, the internet is magical.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
The Curb Your Enthusiasm. People put that theme song under it. My favorite one of that, like I told Scott at the beginning of the show, they took Fergie's London Bridge, the beginning of that song, and just like you just heard Oh Snap in the background and like the zoom in on like it is so funny. People are awesome.
It was a good way to get back into it.
Yes. Yes.
All right, Eric, NFL draft coming up Thursday night. Patriots with the last pick in the first round. I agree. You never know what Belichick and the Patriots are going to do. As I said to Nick during the last segment, he said, well, you know, this mock draft or Mel Kiper or whoever has a pick in this quarterback, I said, I guarantee you that whatever they have will be incorrect. The bottom line is, what would you address as – what would you say are the Patriots' primary needs coming in? I said before the break I thought it was tight end, defensive line, offensive line. Would you agree with that?
Well, I'd agree with your first two, I'd say. I don't know if offensive line is that much of a need, really, but tight end, most certainly. I would put wide receiver second on that list, even though they've signed a number of bodies this offseason at that position. I don't think they've signed much talent there, so I don't think it's been addressed really the way I'd like to see it done sufficiently.
I'm telling you why I didn't put that on the list is because under Bill Belichick, the Patriots have not had great success drafting wide receivers. They have better success going out and getting guys and bringing them in here.
Well, that's true, but I'd also like to point out that they didn't have a lot of success drafting linebackers in Belichick's era until they drafted Gerard Mayo, and then Dante Hightower. They didn't have a lot of success drafting tight ends under Bill Belichick for many years until they took Rob Gronkowski and Aaron Hernandez. And so I think they've gone through that same slump with wide receivers, and it's time to break that slump this year and get a bona fide number one type wide receiver in this draft, whether it's in round one or possibly even in round two. But I think they need to address that position and not just say, oh, you know, we have bad luck doing it, so we're going to avoid it. So I think the tight end and wide receiver, the pass-catching offensive skill position players are the top priority. Certainly defensive end, edge rusher, I think that also needs some help, especially with Trey Flowers having gone off to Detroit. But yeah, I think those would be my top two or three areas of need that I'd want to address early on.
Are there any names that you look at, Eric, and you say, you know, these are guys that I'd like to see that would work with the Patriots, that would work in what they do offensively? I mean, especially we talked about how deep this tight end class is. So, mm-hmm. of course, Hockenson's the top guy, but he's probably mm-hmm. going to go top 10. You know, would they consider trading up for a guy like that if they really like him enough?
Yeah, I think I don't know if they'd consider going in the top 10, but I think they'd certainly consider going in the middle of the round to get a tight end, whether it's either of the two Iowa guys, Hockenson or Noah Font. I think those are legitimate trade-up potential prospects for the Patriots, and I'd be happy with either one. I think Hockenson is the more talented overall, the more more balanced player when it comes to blocking and receiving. But I'd be happy with either one because I think it addresses a need with a player who I think can come in and contribute right away. As far as wide receiver, I think maybe an Akeem Butler is a potential name I'd like to maybe see them look at, but it's so hard with Belichick. I mean,
you never know.
Did any of us think last year that they were going to take an offensive lineman and a running back with their two first round picks when defense was what they really needed most in last year's draft? So it's kind of a fool's errand to try to predict with any sort of accuracy what they're going to do. But if you're looking at it from a pure logical needs perspective, I think trading up with all the picks they have, and I think Bill kind of alluded to it in his pre-draft press conference about a week or so ago, they have 12 picks at the moment. I don't know if they'll necessarily use all 12. I think this is a year where they need to package some of those, move up, get some legitimate talent, because, look, there's not a heck of a lot of room for rookies on this roster as it is anyway. You've got a lot of veterans. You've got a lot of last year's draft class who didn't really get to play that much. There's just not much room, and they don't have a lot of cap space for bringing in a ton of rookies. So I think they need to leverage the amount of draft picks they have to move up and get some legitimate players who are going to come in and be contributors immediately.
Yeah, I agree with what you just said, too. It's a fool's errand to try to predict exactly who right. Belichick and the Patriots will draft. But the one thing I think you can count on, and you just pointed out, they have 12 picks overall. They have six in the first three rounds when you consider compensatory picks and trades that they've
right.
made. Belichick every year tries to manipulate the draft in terms of, you know, some years he trades up, some years he trades down, and in many years, almost every year, he trades current draft picks for future draft picks and assets. So I would count on the Patriots doing that again this year. Don't think they're going to use all 12. They're going to move some, whether it be to move up in the draft, whether it be to grab future draft picks for next year and beyond.
Sure, and I wouldn't also rule out a player trade, whether it's acquiring one, stripping uh-huh. one out,
yep.
swapping a player.
Was it Randy? Was Randy Moss a draft day trade?
He was a draft. I think it was I think that was back in the day when the draft was on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, I think you're right.
If my memory serves, and I think he was a Saturday evening into Sunday draft. It was draft weekend.
I think you're right.
Yep.
When they acquired him, and that was the big news of that draft, obviously.
So along those lines, you know, we ask every year as Tom Brady gets older and he ages, you know, we ask, will the Patriots consider, you know, drafting a quarterback? But going along with that, and you just mentioned a player trade, is Josh Rosen a guy that would be in play in terms of a deal with the Patriots? Do they like him? What do they think of him? Could that be something that happens this week?
Look, I liked Rosen coming out in last year's draft, and I would have certainly been happy if they had taken him last year. I'd be okay if they went after him this year, but, I mean, look, you're going to have to keep him on the bench where I don't think he necessarily wants to be, especially after he got a taste of being a starter in this league, albeit with a a subpar team in right. Arizona last year. But it depends on whether or not they think there's a quarterback in this year's draft who's as good or better, and whether they even need to go after somebody, A, and B, whether the Cardinals really want to get rid of Rosen, because I'm not convinced that they do. I'm not falling for this Kyler Murray's going top pick overall. Maybe they will take him, but my argument is, even if you do take that kid with your top pick, yeah, he's probably eventually going to be your starting quarterback, but I don't know if you necessarily turn the reins over to him immediately. And I think you let a competition play out during the summer. You let Rosen get a few more reps in preseason under his belt so that, as happens every year, if there's a quarterback that goes down on another team, now suddenly your draft, your trade value for that player goes up. I think you wait as long as possible if you're Arizona to get rid of Rosen, especially if Murray comes in and he falls flat on his face right off the bat, too. I mean, you want to have somebody there who you think you can kind of count on. And I think Rosen showed us last year that he's a capable starter in this league. You know, it's hard to judge a rookie on a bad team and what he can do, but I think Rosen has what it takes. So I would certainly like to acquire him if they were willing to get rid of him, but I'm not convinced that the Cardinals are.
Pardon me, but I'm going to pull a Peter Griffin and take us completely off the rails. You know, ooh, shiny red ball, you know, distracted
by
something.
Yeah, you've been smiling over there for the last, like, 2 minutes. What's up?
I love the Jets' new uniforms.
Oh.
Have you seen those? I don't like the black ones, but the white ones and the green ones, I like them a lot.
Yeah, the black ones don't seem to have any sort of relevance, but I think that this reminds us of the Richard Todd and era. Why am I drawing about Ken O'Brien? Back in those days.
Yeah, Mark Gastineau, Joe Klecko.
Right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a nice combination between the original logo, which they kind of tweaked a little bit, and the old Jets uniforms. It's a nice melding of the two, I think.
And the reason I bring it up is because I think, and I'm not certain on this, but I think that they could be the Patriots' toughest competition in the division this year. I look at it right now. I think Miami's going to be really down this year. And all due respect to Brian Flores, I think they're going to be really down at the bottom. And I'm thinking, if Darnold takes that next step forward, I like Adam Gase. I think he's a decent coach. I think they could be the Patriots' primary competition in the division this year.
Yeah, I think you are absolutely right for the reasons that you just said. I mean, it's Miami is certainly going through a revamping. And I think this year they're probably, as much as these coaches and players are competitive, I think this is clearly a year for them to try to rebuild and restructure down there. So as evidenced by their, one of the first things they did was trade the one quarterback on their roster who had any sort of legitimacy to Tennessee. So, I think you're right. Darnold has potentially some talent there, and they've added some players around him. So, like you said, Gase came out on record, I think, this week, or it was revealed that he told his players one of the reasons I came here was to beat the Patriots. So, I think that's absolutely right. The Jets are probably, maybe Buffalo was a little bit, we'll have to see what Josh Allen does up there in Buffalo, but I wouldn't totally discount them either. But I think at this point, if you're looking at it on paper, the Jets are probably number two in the AFC.
Last thing I'll ask you, Eric, quickly before we go, the signing of Demaryius Thomas, what do you think about it as a fit for the team, and what does Bill Belichick think that he can contribute this year?
Your first question, what can he contribute? I mean, that remains to be seen. The guy is coming off of an Achilles injury. I mean, for any player, that's tough, but especially for a guy who relies on his feet for speed and burst and cutting. That's a tough ask, and I don't know exactly when he's going to be ready to contribute. Demaryius Thomas 5 years ago, I would have been a little bit more excited about it. And I think it's proven by the type of contract that they gave him with all the many, many layers of incentives for different benchmarks that he would have to achieve to get that compensation. They're not sure what he's going to have either. So I think it's more a factor of, they needed bodies at the position. He was a guy who was available, even though he's coming off an injury. They love to sign players who are coming off injury because they're good, quote-unquote, value. And so I think that's all it is. I mean, I wouldn't be – I would not be surprised if he doesn't even make the final roster at the end of camp. So my expectations for him are very low at this point until I actually see him on the field and what he's able to do. But they certainly needed to fill the roster at that receiver spot. So he was out there. Why not take a flyer?
Eric, as always, awesome stuff. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, guys. And next time we talk, maybe we'll have another Game of Thrones update.
And maybe Varys will be on the Iron Throne. Wouldn't that be nuts?
Wouldn't that be nuts?
Hey, hey. Thank you. I'll be here all night. All right, Eric, thank you.
Thanks, Eric.
Hey, happy Easter weekend, guys.
You too,
and happy
buddy.
Happy Passover to our friends.
Eric Scalavino from Patriots Football Weekly, wrapping it up. Did you get that pun? Wouldn't that be nuts? Varys on the Iron Throne?
That's good, Scott. That's a good way to end the show. Fantastic.
Okay, that's it. We're out of time. I want to thank Laura Minicucci for putting this thing together during the week. Joe Passarelli for sailing a smooth ship for the last 2 hours. He's Nick Coit. I'm Scott Cordesci. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. This is Cordesci and Coit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.